Coppinger, he's worked it over towards that left-hand side, and Bennett, who's in space, is Kyle Bennett. That is a wonderful strike from Kyle Bennett inside the penalty area. Got it out of his feet, was in a bit of space, and gave Howard no chance. And is there life in their playoff chase yet? Baxter steps forward against Stephen Bywater and scores. And it's 1-1 in this South Yorkshire derby. 16 minutes to go until half-time. Matty Doan wins the penalty, and Jose Baxter dispatches it in front of the Jessica Rennie stand. Crosses in, great ball towards Doan, and it's 2-1. It is that man, Matty Doan, again, as Doncaster hit the bar at one end. United immediately go down the other end and score, and it's Matty Doan in front of the Kop. Oh, that is unbelievable! From Kyle Bennett, his second wondrous strike of the game, and this derby takes another twist. That is a superb strike from Kyle Bennett, and he equalises. Davis bundles his way into the box and shoots! That's a wonderful strike from Stephen Davis. A goal filled with excitement for Sheffield United in a game that has been exceptional from start to finish. Sheffield United retake the lead in the South Yorkshire derby, and this time it is Stephen Davis with a wonder strike. It is 3-2 to the Blades.
I'm here with the man who's proved to be the match winner, Steve Davis. Steve, fantastic game this evening and a fantastic winner as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had to show a different side of our game today. We've had to dig in at times, and all credit to Doncaster. I think they're a good team. They got the ball down well, and we needed all 3 points today, and we made up that we took them.
It took a strong mentality tonight, didn't it? Because Doncaster really brought that game to you.
Yeah, definitely. I think after two tough games, it shows. We took 6 points from the two derbies, and you can see the fans of the likes of them were buzzing to have the 6 points.
Well done.
Could have been anything tonight score-wise. I think we're a little bit fortunate to come away with the 3 points. But then again, the two goals that they did score, absolutely incredible goals, as was our winning goal from Stephen Davis. So I thought we played very well tonight. It was more about guts and determination than anything else.
Yeah, we're disappointed. I think I would have been disappointed with a point, the amount of chances we created and the way we played for the majority of the game. Now their goalkeepers made three wonderful saves. We've had one cleared off the line with great clearance from Brayford. We've hit the bar second half, and you know, Stephen Bywater's had to pick the ball at the net three times, and he's not had a save to make. We should have had a penalty in the first half. Curtis Mann has been brought down, and how we can't give the handball is just embarrassing. You know, we try and help the referees association out. We speak to Dave Allison, we give our feedback, but what's the point? There's no point in decisions like that happen. You know. Their first goal, the penalties came from Richie Wellens being fouled and having to come off the pitch injured. They take the throw and get a penalty. You get the decision right in the first place and it doesn't happen. The second goal, Nathan Tyson's down. Their goalkeeper's actually looking for the referee to blow the whistle, and we get conflicting reports. We say it has to be a head injury. Now that happened to us 2 weeks ago against Swindon when we broke 4-2, and their guy was down with an ankle injury in the box and the referee blew up then. So we want consistency, and we didn't get that tonight.
You say it's a frantic game, an hard game, possibly one of the hardest games of the season. But I think from a neutral perspective, it's a brilliant game to watch. It was end-to-end. Unbelievable goals, really. I know the penalty is a great finish, and five great goals. So from a neutral perspective, it was a very good game to watch. But the most important thing at this stage of the season is we've scored three and we've won the game, and that's 3 points.
And what does it say about the mentality you guys have to be able to perform in these big games, not only this one here this evening, but also a win at the weekend in another South Yorkshire derby? Heading into what are the playoffs, you can seemingly cope with the big occasion.
Yeah, you know, two derbies, we knew it was going to be two massive games, and to get 6 points out of two derbies is brilliant. Especially the performance on Saturday was a massive push from the lads, a massive ask, because it was near enough perfect away performance, as the gaffer said after the game. And then to follow that up again, going 1-0 down at home in another Yorkshire derby was credit to the lads again tonight.
Well, Kyle, to score two goals as you have done this evening and go away empty-handed, tell us how you're feeling.
Obviously disappointed, you know. 3 points is the most thing what you look for in a game, and we've not come away with that. I think we played excellently today. I think we deserved a lot more out of the game, and I think we're a bit hard done by, to be honest.
Talk us through the goals. Start with the first one. What a strike that was.
Yeah, obviously, Cops paid me the ball out wide, and I just took a touch and hit it. We've been working on it in training, that I don't think we take enough shots in games, and the gaffer just said to us before the game, get your shots off and be positive, and that's what I've done, and two had gone in for me today.
And the second one then?
It's just come to me again, and the first thought on my mind was to shoot, and luckily for me, it's gone in again. Playoffs was our aim at the start of the season, and you know, it's still our aim now. You know, we're not going to ever give up until it's mathematically impossible.
Is it realistically achievable, though, do you think?
Well, you can never say never, you know. We've seen worse things happen in football, so you never give up. But obviously, it's against the odds now, but we'll still go for it.